All right, that was Anthony Small. Now, Anthony, can you hear me on the headphones?
I can.
Well, how about that? You know, I don't need an engineer after all.
You're a technical wizard, right?
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me? That is a stretch, because every week they ask me if I'd like an engineer, and I'm afraid it would just ruin our whole deal.
Yeah, exactly. You got to fly by the seat of your pants, right?
It's way more thrilling. So I've known about you. I've seen you live. What are you doing in Dana Point? What's going on down there? Our sister city, right next door. Yeah. My neighbor.
Exactly. Yeah, I thought that'd be appropriate. You know, first off, I really appreciate you having me on the show and letting me talk a lot about the Dana Point Concerts in the Park series. And this year, it's presented by the Doheny Blues Festival. So we have that presenting sponsor.
Kidding.
So there's kind of
that. Wonderful.
Yeah, I think that's really, really neat. And Rich Sherman and his team with Omega Events have been really great to work with. And, you know, we actually interfaced with them during this past Doheny Blues Festival and brought some young local artists backstage to meet one of the artists, Anders Osborne. And he really, it wasn't just a quick meet and greet. It was just one of those things where he talked about songwriting and nurturing your passion and those things to these young artists. And that to me was a very special day and really, really was the pinnacle or really idealizes everything that I'm kind of pulling for, which is my community music being encouraging to, you know, to artists. So, you know, I'm one of the Dana Point Arts and Culture Commissioners, and you know, as such, it's my duty and my pleasure to encourage artists of all types, all ages, and also we, as a commission, support and create programs for the cultural enrichment of the community. So to see the pride and the excitement in the artists when we show their art or those types of things, that's why I do it. So.
Well, and you have some chops. I mean, you play at the Swallows, and you're also seen at a symphony orchestra. Who you get around, boy?
Yeah,
you got some culture.
Well, I don't know about that. It's it, but certainly, you know, we've been. I'm a singer in, you know, a local band called Small World, and on Facebook it's Small World Band. If anybody would, we'll see if anybody's listening at this point. If we didn't scare them off, please like that page. But Small World, we've been around for 15 years. The lead guitarist was my next door neighbor of 20 years in Dana Point, Vito Francone. And he and Adam Wallace, our drummer, have been together all 15 years. And you know, the bassist, Doug McCauley, has been with us for at least five years. So we're going to be playing at the upcoming Dana Point Concerts in the Park on July 22nd. Opening up for Bonfire, an AC/DC tribute. But, you know, to talk about the Dana Point Summer Concert Series, as I said, but the presenting sponsor this year is the Doheny Blues Festival. So we're really happy about that, and we'll get to introduce and thank them at the first show, which is next Sunday, July 8th. Basically, this summer, Dana Point is calling the Summer of Music, and that first show is the Summer of Love Concert, which is presented by our Arts and Culture Commission. So opening up that show will be Paper Moon Gypsies, and then the iconic, not a cover band, but the iconic Iron Butterfly will be playing. So
what a gift.
Yeah, that's
and
yeah.
The Paper Moon Gypsies are great.
They really are.
They've been live on the air here, and they're so dang good.
Exactly. So Kenny and Lexi and their gang. Right, and then you know, moving forward through the series, if I can talk a little bit about that, on July 15th, the Dana Point Symphony is going to be the opening band, and I think that's really neat. They're going to be opening up for a Saturday Night Fever, kind of a Bee Gees tribute, but their shows are fantastic and a treasure, and again, we just really want to nurture and acknowledge artists and of all types, and I just think that's the neatest thing, to have that concert in the park, which has rock bands and tribute bands and those types of things, and to have our symphony open that up is a fitting tribute. You know, Scott Schoeffel is a big part of that, and you know, he helped found that and also helped implement the Dana Point Arts and Culture Commission. So that, I think that's really a neat thing. Just a couple more weekends here. The Then this is the 22nd. That's when my band Small World opens up for AC/DC. The 29th is the Reflex and Space Oddity, a David Bowie tribute. That brings us to August 5th with local favorite Trisha Freeman opening up for
She's great.
Yes, she is. She's one of my favorites, and also has always been very encouraging to me and my music, letting me have an at bat or an opportunity to sing a song, you know, with her. As so many of the bands are, you know, around here, you know, my hero, my local hero is Pole, you know, Pole Pedersen.
Yeah.
So. You know, not only at his open mics, you know, which is the last Monday of every month at the White House, you know, with his iconic band, the Missiles of October, from years and years ago, he gave me an opportunity and showed me, you know, how to move forward with music. I thank him, and I had the opportunity to thank Richard Bredis the other night too for
they
for
all
that.
Of you have brought music. I think this is important in this community, and our next door neighbor down there, Dana Point, and you have a symphony and we don't. Gosh,
yeah, but
that's
you
the culture.
You know, you Laguna Beach is for me a template in the way that that's a part of your identity. You know, the arts, whether they be visual, you know, obviously the, for years, that's what Laguna Beach is seen as, an artist colony. And well, that's what I like being a part of in Dana Point, is having the arts and music specifically be a part of that, you know, that identity. So that's why the Summer of Music hopefully is a kickoff and a continued, you know, continued pull in the right direction. That summer concert series finishes off on August 12th. with the end of the summer luau with the Curl Riders and also Surfs Up, a Beach Boys tribute. So, you know, big thanks. Shout out goes out to Sherry Murphy, who's, you know, who puts that on, recreation manager. Brian McClure, he's a director that we as a Arts and Culture Commissioner report to, as well as to our city, you know, city council, and Yolanda Brennis helps keep those meetings you know, together and on point. So my fellow commissioners, before I forget, our chairperson is Nancy Jenkins, and my fellow commissioners are Janie Robb, Karen Schnell, and Kimberly Williams.
Well, congratulations to all of you. You're doing a great job. And what I've always noticed here, since this radio station was born, talking to musicians, all of you support each other in both communities. And
exactly.
There's a brotherhood and a sisterhood, and you see it and feel it all the time. And I'm just real proud of that part of our community. It's wonderful.
Boy, I am too. I mean, that's it just, that's exactly, that's what I'm all about, and I love that nurturing environment, and you know, then it goes for the venues as well, you know, letting folks bring in their open mics and you know, upcoming bands, as well as the, you know, as the icons, you know, like the Missiles and things like that too. So,
and a big help with Morgan Bruel with the Ducks and at the Marine Room.
Exactly.
When
yeah,
he
Pops
needed some help, and by gosh, did that community come? Did this community and Dana Point and San Juan Capistrano come and help that night? You couldn't get in that place. I had to muscle my way in.
Yeah, exactly. That's great, and that place has also been, you know, many benefits have been held there and the White House, you know, et cetera. And as long as we're talking about the, you know, the local venues, you know, such as sort of my home club, Stillwater and Dana Point, one of the things that we mentioned, the Swallows Inn, and I, you know, I'd be remiss if I didn't pay respect, you know, to the owner, Mr. Steve Nordeck, who passed, you know, this week. And he's, again, he was always very friendly, very encouraging, and nurturing, and of course, you know, Cal and his team over there will keep that that legacy alive.
Oh, they so. Will, and he was a legend.
He is.
Truly a legend.
Indeed. Well, just like you are.
Oh, yeah, in my own mind.
Right.
And all my Catholic friends think I'm a legend. So you want to play something on your guitar? Do you? I have, let's see, Coldplay queued up, but I can also play Jolene.
Yeah, it's your, you know, it's your show. Either one of those, and I did bring my guitar. If you know, if I have the opportunity, if we have the time, I'd love to play a song that I wrote for my mother-in-law, and also with my grandfather and my uncle in mind. And it's sort of Alzheimer's is kind of what inspired it, and it's a story about you know, a person in a care facility that when their loved ones come to see them, they fall in love with them each time that they, you know, love at first sight.
Remember.
Yeah, exactly. So that one's called "You Seem Like a Nice Girl," and I'd love to play that one
for
you sometime.
Well, you can. In fact, I'll play this Jolene, and then we'll get back on the air and talk a second, and then I'd love you to grab that guitar and play that song.
Okay, sounds
when
great.
Somebody introduces a premier song.
Thank you very much.
I'm always proud of that. Here we go. Anthony Small, Jolene. A classic. KX93.5, this is Item A.
Okay.
You are doing great.
Okay.
Oh my God, are you easy? He's such a pro. Okay, when we come back on, let's do this.
Or do you want to do that thing and finish with that? You want to do the finish with the
You guys want to talk first and kind of do your thing about having people in and then finish with your song?
Yeah, that's a good way. Yeah.
It's a great idea. Love it.
Yeah.
It should only take a minute anyway.
Okay, so we're just going to go into this skit.
You're just going to say...
And we're back with Anthony Small, and I'm not going to say we're back with Kyle.
Yeah.
And Kyle Small.
Yeah,
so go ahead, and then I'll say something right away.
Okay.
Yeah.
God, you're Kyle. You got chops, and you have a wonderful voice.
Thank you.
You do. Your dad must have taught you to talk down here, not up here in your nose like all Texans.
Well, you can mention that if you like. I'll say he got it from his mother.
Oh, jeez. Didn't want that on there.
Okay. And your mics are, your headphones work when you're talking, okay. Radio. Hey, sweetie. Okay, we're going to come on in just a second, and I got a couple of seconds. Call me back after 11. I just want to talk to you for a second. Okay, bye. That was Morgan Bruel. Let's give him a shout out.
Yeah, let's put him on if you want.
Your friends are listening.
Yeah, but we can put him on if you want.
I didn't want to put him on the air.
Okay.
And
can I shout out my friends, Buck?
Mention that he called, though, if you would.
I'm going to shout out my friends before I say that. I'm going to shout out my friends.
That was Anthony Small right here on KX935 with Ida May. And right now we're sitting in with Anthony and Kyle Small, brother and son. Hi, y'all.
Hey.
No, you're not my brother and my son.
Well,
brother Anthony and son Kyle.
Yeah, we're sons. we're both sons, though.
Yeah, we're both sons. Actually, that's what we sort of have a little entrance that, you know, when we walk into the room to annoy his mother and his sister, and we call each other sons. We'll wear the same thing, and then we walk into a room and say,
We're sons, son of a guns. We're just having fun, we're son of a guns. Yeah.
You two are amazing. Maybe I think you're my brother.
Exactly. I feel like part of the family now too here. So
right, neighboring.
So, but speaking of family, we also brought some.
We'd love to introduce our cousins from the East Coast.
There's all these people out in the studio.
People calling in too. You said.
Yeah, Morgan Bruel just called in and said thanks for the shout out. So shout out again, Morgan.
Exactly. We love you, man.
Can I shout out a couple of my best friends real quick? Chris and Greg Labella and Jeremy Ingram. A couple of my best friends. Anyways, our cousins from the East Coast, I think that we should probably warn you, they're a little bit uppity, but anyways.
Yeah, they're a little bit pretentious, but they insisted that we introduce them to you.
Okay, well, we can handle pretentious, can't we?
Yeah.
All right.
Come on in, guys.
All right.
Hey, guys, why don't you introduce yourselves?
I'm Archibald Penobscot. And I'm Thaddeus Penobscot.
Of the Connecticut Penobscots. I'm sure you've heard of us.
I've read about you in the paper. Here, let's offer some drinks. I think we need some drinks here. I've got some mimosas. I'll pour them.
Oh, no. We don't drink that swill.
Penobscots only drink the finest chantilly, you see.
Guys, you can't come in here and be rude like this.
Yeah, that's your host. Item A is your host. If she offers you something, please, be kind. You can't act like you own the place.
And they are, and I can't believe it.
Yeah, you guys don't own the place, you know.
Not yet.
Well, just because you guys saunter in here wearing your Gucci doesn't mean...
Gucci is for commoners. Our loafers were made by a little Italian cobbler, whom we own.
Okay, that's actually, that's enough. You guys should leave. You've offended our host.
Yeah, why don't you tell Gloopin to come on in?
Ruffians, all of you.
Just saunter out of here.
Yeah, thanks.
If we could just introduce our last cousin, he's from Austria. Quite a character. He's pretty nice, but hey, watch your head over there.
Yeah, come on in. Grief, he's huge.
Oh, yeah. My name is Gloopin's a Giant.
Welcome, Gloopin.
Offer him drinks.
Another roast.
No, Ida May offered... can we get you, a coffee or
no, juice? No, another roast.
Roach?
Roast. Roast.
Another roast, he said.
A roast deer.
Excuse me, Gloopin, she's offering coffee. There might be some vending machine snacks or a donut or something like that. Yeah, there's some things outside, actually. I think we're done dealing with the family. Issues here. Jeez. Thanks a lot. Watch your head on the way out.
Thanks,
man. Those guys. Say sorry about that, Adam.
Oh yeah.
Sorry. Oh my gosh.
Okay, let's close the studio door. They can. Right. There's donuts and I'm just kidding. There's donuts and coffee and all kinds of stuff out there. As you can see, I got my hands full here with the small guys, father and son, not brother and son.
We're sons.
Yeah, we're sons, yeah.
We're son of a gun.
Oh my gosh, Dad.
We're just having fun with son of a guns. Yeah.
Okay, Anthony. Oh my word. You guys must have a lot of fun all the time. I mean, I just got to talk about your relationship a little bit.
Okay, yeah.
You have been father and son for how long?
I'm almost 20 now.
Don't tell me. Yeah. I've been following you a long time. I mean, it's almost like when I see... Don't you do films in the car?
No, we would never... Actually, we would never do films in the car. Distracted driving is...
Yeah, it's very dangerous. Yeah. Never do that.
And I'm trying to teach him that. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Whoa, yeah,
don't do films in... Actually, he's been more mature than me since you were, what, 4?
Yeah, pretty much. We do lots of skits, though. We have a lot of fun.
And again, annoy my wife, Bonnie, and his sister, Meg.
So. Yeah, I mean, he says it himself, but he's very, very supportive of the arts, and I'm very grateful to have a father like that.
So. I know. He's a great influence. And he's a great dad.
Yeah, he sure is. He is.
He's awesome. Well, dad.
That nurturing, that I like to do in the community definitely is, try to do that at home. You know, my daughter Meg graduated last year from the University of Oregon with a degree in theater arts and in arts management, and she works with Alzheimer's Orange County. So it's really neat to see that in community service. And, you know, my wife Bonnie has been very active in the community, you know, church vestries, and especially through the kids' school years, as PTA president at every stop along the way. So,
well, your family is so ingrained in that community and in this community, really.
And the community has been there for us as well. You know, everybody's got challenges, and you know, Bonnie's is in remission from breast cancer, and we couldn't have held it together without, you know, the support of our community and the circle of friends. And everybody has challenges, man, whether it's, whether it's cancer or Alzheimer's, autism, addiction, you know, all of those things. Everybody has that challenge. So
everyone's got a battle, right?
Exactly. So we just, help each other through it. So,
well, I just appreciate you being on the air and asking to be on the air, because I've been wanting to have you on for a while. So it's a wonderful occasion here on Radio Neighbor, and you're neighboring. Doing
exactly.
The best of neighbors.
Exactly.
So
thank
what
you.
Song? Tell me about the song.
Okay.
Again.
So this song is a song I wrote for my mother-in-law, and it's not a blues tune, really. You know, I think if it'd be about my mother-in-law, it'd be some, I don't know, some darker tune or what have you. But no, I love her, and she has Alzheimer's, and you know. My grandfather had dementia. My uncle Joe had early onset Alzheimer's. So that dynamic of slowly losing touch, you know, with those that you love, especially so people that are so bright, that inspired me, you know, to write this song that's called "You Seem Like a Nice Girl," about when a visitor comes to, you know, to see the person with Alzheimer's, that they light up and fall in love with them every time they come in the room. So hopefully, you know, folks will enjoy that. I know there's a lot of people that are touched by Alzheimer's, and maybe you can relate to it. So,
well, thank you so much. This is Anthony Small.
Thank you very much for having us.
Oh, are you kidding? It is my honor and pleasure.
Thank you.
Okay, Anthony, KX935 with Radio Neighbor. Let's go.
Girl, oh, I really love your smile. Oh, and you remind me of someone I used to know. Oh, haven't seen her for a while. Now and then, when I look back at all the times I said we had, I wish that I was there. Your face don't mean that I don't care. You seem like a nice girl. Oh, I really love your smile. Oh, and you remind me of someone I used to know. Oh, haven't seen you for a while.
That is an amazing song, truly. You captured it, and it's so many people have that, and so many people are worried they're going to get it, like me, when I can't find my car in the parking lot.
Exactly, me too. So, I don't really lose my car in the parking lot like I used to, but.
Well, now I walk through the paces.
Yeah.
Make sure I counted which aisle it's in. And
oh yeah, when I go to the airport, you definitely take a picture of the where you're parked.
That could take me half a day. Well, that is such a touching song, truly.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for letting me play that for you. It means a lot to me, and you know, again, it all comes back to you know, the support that I've gotten from the community and such, and my family. So.
And Kyle, I just have to say to you, you're just a fantastic kid, and you've got a personality as big as this room.
Thanks for putting up with our shenanigans.
I love your shenanigans. I couldn't even get on the mic.
I can't tell you how many times we haven't been asked back on vacation with our family.
I'm going to ask you back right now.
You think
now.
He's kidding, but...
Oh, no, man.
Anytime.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you very much for having us. And like I said, I hope everybody comes out, every Sunday afternoon, moving forward for the next, 6 or 7 Sundays at the Dana Point Concerts in the Park at Sea Terrace Park, right across PCH from the Ritz and Salt Creek and such. It's where the Doheny Blues Festival was this year. So we're really looking forward to it. Like I said, I'm just so happy to be a part of the community and just like you. It's awesome.
It's a wonderful feeling. You feel like you're really making a difference. Now, is there anywhere folks can go and find out information? Any website? Can you tell them that so they can look up when to go and what to do?
Yeah, the best place would be Facebook, and that's the band Small World Band, so three words. And then also on Facebook under my name, Anthony Small, folks are welcome to follow me on there. I put a lot of stuff unrelated to the band, but community related.
I found it all.
Yeah. So thanks a lot for asking about that stuff.
Well, thanks for being here to both of you. This has been really fun. I can't imagine driving around with you two in a car anywhere.
It's wild.
Even imagine.
Have a great rest of the show and a great rest of the day in this beautiful place that we live.
Okay. Yeah, thanks
everybody,
for having us.
Everybody give Anthony Small and Kyle Small a big hand. They came in here and they were brave and they even put on a skit. I mean, that's...
Wait, I'm sorry. What do you mean?
What skit? Yeah.
Our family.
Yeah, sorry about them again. Yeah.
All right.
Love you now.
Thanks,
Adam.
Bye.
All right, this is Adam May on Radio Neighbor, brought to you by Obrand Law Group. And I just had the wonderful experience of having the Small men on my, and they aren't small, but their last name is Small. And you heard what Anthony said, get down there and get some music going back in the, wait a minute, Anthony, get back on the air just for a minute. Any old mic.
Okay. Hi.
Again, where is the next music in the music series?
Oh, yes, it's the Dana Point Concerts in the Park series presented by the Doheny Blues Festival. And it runs every Sunday starting next week throughout the summer. In the afternoon at Sea Terrace Park, right across PCH from Salt Creek.
Okay, thanks. See y'all.
Thank you. See y'all.
Sea Terrace Park.